Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today an issue that I believe is relevant. I believe it is important. I believe it is something that is current and that we should all be aware of and concerned about. It's the issue of what I'm simply calling knock, knock. Who's there? The government. We're here to protect you. We're here to take care of your health. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. I've had a number of people ask me, well, what should you do? How should we respond when the government knocks on the door and when the Gestapo agents representing the government are lined up at your door? How should you respond? I've just simply said, and I'll say again, just simply refuse to open the door. Slam the door in their face if you need to. Don't open the door. Don't invite them in. Don't answer the questions. Ask them to leave your property. I don't know how I could put it any more clearly than that, but I believe that's what we need to do. I believe that is the status based on what we're going to talk about today. And the issue at hand is with the Gestapo coming to your door and wanting to ask you questions, interrogate you about your health and your health situation that ought not to be on the minds of the hearts or the desires of the federal government in any fashion. But we're finding it coming to a greater and greater crescendo in our nation today. We need to be concerned about it and need to be careful of what is taking place in that realm. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss this today and as we face the issue today, let me remind you once again the most important thing I believe for us to understand. It is in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy path. It is a matter of allowing our hearts and our lives to be focused on the Lordship of Jesus Christ and not focused on what the government is doing. Although we're in the world, we're not of the world. We're aliens passing through, and as such, we need to recognize and understand what we're faced with this new devolution of our ethics and values and freedoms and our Bill of Rights that we have in America today. We're faced with a major new tectonic change in the governmental system today, and it's happening almost overnight. We're watching the change from a constitutional republic to a Cuban crisis, as we're watching even today down in Cuba, just 90 miles off our coast. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus said, as he speaks to his disciples, John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that we should depend on today. And we need to do so more than ever in the history of Christianity in America. We need to depend on the word of God. It is the word of God that gives us hope. It is the word of God that gives light. It is the word of God that gives wisdom and understanding as we go in this life today. We're on the verge of seeing faith and family and the freedom that we know in America being dissipated, diluted, and ultimately destroyed at the hands of this present administration. We need to realize the need today as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, to stand as never before. May I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it is truth. It was the secularist George Orwell made the statement back many years ago. In fact, it was recorded in his dystopian novel, 1984, where Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very factual today. It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, that made a profound statement that I'll remind you of. I've reminded you of it a number of times, and let me, at the risk of redundancy, state it again. The article says, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. Hear that? The death of truth. He says, and I quote, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, what DeMint was saying, and I believe I can state it very succinctly, as we watch American society draw away from, pull away from, fall away from biblical truth, and according to the latest Barna report and the Gallup report and other research institutes, we have about 6% of those in America today that claim to be Christian, only about 6% with a biblical worldview. And so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we find a further statement in DeMint's article. The former senator explained the obvious. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true or real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among our churches. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me warn you in my words. We need to take a stand on the truth of the Word of God. Just as the 15th century theologian and church reformer said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that you're prepared to stand on the truth regardless of what the world says, to stand up for truth. That is so needed today. And we'll talk about some of those issues that's interwoven with the lack of truth in our nation as we speak. We're on the fast track for the destruction, for the evisceration, for the total obliteration of anything that's called truth, and especially when it comes to the truth of our founding fathers and our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, which is found in our Constitution. We're finding it being eviscerated today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner equipment as Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment and for electrical backup power source. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Some have asked the question, how can I find that? Ladies and gentlemen, find the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. You'll find a gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is absolutely gone. I believe they're gone totally bonkers with their openness, without any shame, without any apology of wanting to, as switching a light switch from lights on to lights off, as going from night to day or day to night, we're watching the fast track of the destruction of the American Constitutional Republic. We're watching a switch from a constitutional republic with a representative form of government to a socialist Marxist Biden regime with the Biden cabal, family cabal in charge. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the demise of our nation. I am passionate about it. I'm concerned over it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you take away our constitutional republic, if you reject and deny and destroy our Bill of Rights, you've destroyed biblical Christianity. What will you do if one day you wake up, there's no church, no Christians, no Bible, no open time of prayer, no privilege to represent the Lordship of Jesus Christ? You say that can't happen? It's on the fast track to that today, ladies and gentlemen. That's what is so distressing, disturbing for me. That's what is so relevant and real. As I read thousands of articles in relationship to what we see taking place with the Biden administration and what we see happening today with our constitutional republic. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, with the fact of radio, television, news articles, the social media, all pushing for the COVID vaccination, they seem to think that's not enough. In fact, here, Laughing Harris, that's the vice president, Laughing Harris. I don't believe she can speak without laughing. Regardless of how serious the subject is, she breaks out in a laughter that I believe shows a lack of intelligence, a lack of mental acuity and ability when she does so. But she breaks out in laughter. So in her laughter, she says that there's a need to get door-to-door information for those that live out in the country, those that live farther away that do not have the information. But ladies and gentlemen, if a person does not have the information about the COVID vaccine, they're living in a tunnel someplace in a third world country. Even at that, they're familiar with it. But they're pushing, the media's pushing, the television's pushing, billboards, radio, and all the social media, pushing, including Facebook being the major promulgator today, pushing for the COVID vaccination. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not enough. Now they want a door-to-door, knock, 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 who's there campaign. They're knocking on your door. They've already had teams, already have teams presently as I speak, right here in the Jacksonville area, knocking on doors. Perhaps you've had your door knocked on here in the city. Love to hear from you. Give us a call, 831-0917, 831-0917. How have you responded to it? How should you respond to it? What's the recommendation from a standpoint of a logical reasoning behind what they're doing and what you need to do in response to it? Can you imagine the knock on your door? Knock, knock, who's there? What is the government? It was President Ronald Reagan said the most frightful words you'll ever hear is when somebody knocks on your door and says, we're the government, we're here to help you. And that still stands today. But they're knocking on doors, ladies and gentlemen, across America. It's not a matter of a planned future tense they're going to do so. They're doing it as I speak. And as I speak, several states have already started instigating rules, regulations, guidelines, and legislation and executive orders that will prevent the federal government from overstepping their bounds in those states to force the citizens to be vaccinated against their will. So you say, knock, knock, who's there? We're from the government. We're here to help you. What do you do? How do you respond? What is my advice, my recommendation? You can do as you please. You can disregard this broadcast if you like. You can close your ears and say, I think the government's here to help me. I think the government's concerned about my health. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, I'll give you the Buckman Bridge. I'll dismantle it and reestablish it in your backyard free of charge. If you believe that the federal government is doing this because they're concerned about your health, that's simply a deception, a demonic delusion, a deception that's causing multitudes across America to submit to any demand of the federal government. Let me just tuck this in. If they can knock on your door and violate your federal HIPAA regulations and laws, which says that nobody can ask you about your medical record. By the way, the HIPAA laws were passed back in the early 80s. to prevent anybody asking whether or not you have AIDS, whether or not you have open-blown AIDS or some venereally transmitted disease. They did that to protect the sodomite community. But that is federal law today. And under that law, the government and no one else can ask you about your health records, about whether or not you've been vaccinated, whether or not you have been, whether or not you have had COVID, et cetera, et cetera. They can't ask you that, but they're going door to door to do so. So my recommendation is slam the door. Don't open the door if you've already opened it. Slam it. Don't invite them in. Ladies and gentlemen, once they walk in your home with a federal authority, once they walk in your home, nothing is off limits. What will they do next time to knock on the door? Will the next wave of knocking on the door by the federal government be to collect your guns? Will the next wave then be to go in and to take all Bibles? You say, oh, preacher, that's way outlandish. That could not happen in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it could happen in America. Unless it stopped now, it shall happen in the United States of America, in my most humble opinion. If you don't believe it, look at North Korea, China, Venezuela, Cuba is a good example, 90 miles off our coast. Look at what is taking place today as a result of about 62 years of being repressed as a people because of the socialist, Marxist, communist regime taking over the lives of the people. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't answer the door. If you're standing there, don't answer any questions. Don't answer any questions. Order them off your property. Ask them to leave. Tell them that they're trespassing. If that doesn't work, pick up the phone, call 911, and ask JSO to come remove them from your property. I don't care what kind of badge they have, what kind of identification they have. I don't care who they are. If you tell them they're trespassing, get off your property. Lest they have a warrant for your arrest, tell them to get off and enforce it. Our liberty, ladies and gentlemen, our Christian liberty, is at stake with the pivotal point in America today of losing our constitutional freedoms. I'm looking at an article from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. Joe Biden is threatening to send federal agents door to door. This was written just a few days ago. In fact, exactly 5 days ago, and it's already taking place in America. To send federal agents door to door to pressure you to get a COVID shot. Anthony Fauci says there are now two Americas divided between those who have the shots and those who don't. This article further says the stories of those with very serious injuries or death is being censored. They're treated like collateral damage or worse, even they don't exist. We must fight against this pressure and censorship. The decision should be yours to make and yours alone. Joe Biden has no business knocking on your door. Ladies and gentlemen, that's precisely exactly what I'm saying. That comes from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, a constitutional law organization. In fact, the Missouri governor has already taken a stand. Missouri governor knocks Biden's door knock, vaccination push. Missouri Governor Mike Parson, Republican, criticized the Biden administration's door-to-door vaccination strategy as a federal surge response team arrived in the state to help boost vaccination numbers, with the governor saying he doesn't want the government to compel vaccinations in his state. He says, quote, I've directed our health department to let the federal government know that sending government employees or agents door-to-door to compel vaccinations would not be effective or welcomed as a strategy in Missouri. The governor rebuffed the door-to-door vaccination push, and it came days after members of the federal surge response team arrived in his state to push and pressure people into vaccinations. I feel, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today that we're watching the squeeze play by federal agents. Now they can, in fact, Biden is saying they're not federal agents, that they're local people that have been employed by the federal government to go to your door. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, once they've been employed by the federal government, they have a federal ID badge hanging around their necks. They are federal agents de facto. And the Biden administration has already said they would include people from DHS, people from the CDC, people from other health agencies and even the National Guard to go as a team. Some of the video footage I've seen from the door knocking here in Jacksonville, it was a team of three. One of them had no ID badge. Two of them had an ID badge. They didn't want to say their names. They didn't want to give their names. The man that was being interviewed, they wanted to interview, using his cell phone, recorded the door knock, the door confrontation, and recorded their badge IDs by photoing it, videoing it during that. He invited them to leave his property, to leave, to get off, to get out. They were not invited. And that's the position that ought to be taken by everyone under the sound of my voice. If you have any differing opinions, I'd love to hear from you. 831-0917, 831-0917. If you believe that you need to open the door, if you need to be congenial. In fact, one theological writer, preacher, in one of his online articles, he said, open the door, welcome them in, answer their questions, give them the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a neophyte speaking. That's one that's dumb as a rock when it comes to constitutional liberties and what needs to be done. That's not the time or the place to try to be a soul winner to reach out to witness to them. That's the time to stand for your constitutional liberties. That's the time to stand for the truth. That's the time to stand and say no to the invasion, the intrusion, the coercion by a federal agent. That's all it is. Here's another article by Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. Joe Biden's community health ambassadors are being told to ignore no soliciting signs and be sure to fill out the door knocking spreadsheet. Listen, they have a little questionnaire, spreadsheets they call it, with the counts of who still needs to be vaccinated, who's already vaccinated, who will need more information. And this information, listen, Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, he says, and this information that the health department is relying on will then be transferred to other agencies to respond to. And he says in this article, demand medical freedom, no mandatory shots for me. That's the stand that we need to take. And I believe that's the correct advice from a constitutional attorney in making that statement. Here's an article that says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. The headline says, I'm from the government and I'm here to vaccinate you. Tony Perkins makes this statement. Most people are shocked when the president wanted to go door to door with the vaccine campaign, but that's only half of it. According to the Pentagon spokesman, the White House is also planning on going from barracks to barracks in the military, requiring men and women of our volunteer military to involuntarily surrender their freedom and take an unproven shot some of them don't want. Frankly, Obama Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said told CNN, quote, I think the president ought to issue an order requiring everybody in military to get a COVID-19 shot, period. That's the issue of involving our national security, he said. The last thing you need to do, and he had an explicative, the last thing you need to do is to have those in the military that are our warriors unequal, unable to respond to missions because they've not gotten the COVID vaccine or because they've contracted COVID. Excuse me. He says their excuse for that. Interesting, though, this article says, considering the same military leadership has been cheerleading the troops' gender reassignment surgery, which renders patients completely undeployable for months on months. Apparently, it's no problem if you skip out on your job for extreme LGBTQ causes in the military. But if you have a personal objection to the vaccine, well, then a handful of potential sick days is unacceptable for you. You need to take the COVID shot, and you need to take it now. Further, Tony Perkins says this. As for Biden's widely planned door-to-door intimidation campaign, Representative Madison Cawthorn, Republican North Carolina, warned over the weekend where it will lead. Quote, think about what those mechanisms could be used for. They could be used for door-to-door to get your guns in the future. They could go door-to-door to take your Bibles in the future, end quote. That's also crossed the mind of former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and the FRFRC board chairman, who told Fox News on Saturday that every American should go out and buy a no trespassing sign at their local hardware store, because the government has zero business to do this. Zero, she says. And what they're wanting all of us to do is to check our Bill of Rights, our civil liberties at the door. The whole point of this country, she argued, is based upon the fact that we have rights against the government, and they want us, just as a matter of idea, to give up all of our rights, all of our freedoms. Don't be deceived, she warned. There will be a database. Listen, they will establish a database, and everybody will be in that database. And it's not just about vaccine status. It will have your entire medical history. It will be connected to your finances. This is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So stop it now. Stop them at the door. Don't give any information to the government officials at your door at all, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just a scare tactic that I'm broadcasting today. It's not fear-mongering that I'm trying to insinuate in any fashion. It's not just a conspiracy theory. What I'm talking about today is really what is actually taking place in America as I speak. It is the Gestapo government at your door, wanting to force you, coerce you, intimidate you to get a vaccination and to answer all of their questions, which, as Michelle Bachmann said, will go into a database that will then be, everyone in America will be drawn into. And listen very carefully. That database will be cross-referenced to all other databases that big tech already has on you, that's now part and parcel of the federal government's identification data. It is all part and parcel of what the federal government is now putting together. And ladies and gentlemen, the end result is very soon now the rapture of the church is going to take place. Very soon now the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to appear in the sky, and all of us that said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord will be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. And immediately following that, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and control the whole world. He'll have the database in hand. He'll have the total number of those on the face of the globe and all of their identification and information. And in that day, ladies and gentlemen, you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade, or open your doors of business. You'll not be able to get on a plane. You'll not be able to get medical health. Medical health will not be available unless you've accepted the mark. The mark that's been so concerning and such a consternation for many in the centuries, the 666, is simply talking about man-centered man. It is the epitome of humanism. But the Antichrist will control the whole world. We're setting the stage. We're setting up the players. We're setting up the chessboard as I speak today. Now, how soon will that be? Only God knows. But we as Christians will face the tyrannical government that is right now stripping us of our rights, denying us of our liberties, closing our churches, and shutting business. And according to Emperor Fauci, St. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, by the end of this year, they will have a new mandate for masks, a new mandate for closing businesses, a new mandate for shutdowns and lockdowns, a new mandate for everybody to get vaccinated. We're setting the stage for the future tense of what will take place in America with the controlling of the people. The socialist, Marxist, BLM, democratic communist will not stop at just making everybody get a vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about 1 minute for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Very serious information to follow as we face the issues today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.